difference where you are? Roads, definitely a little bit emptier. Shops, maybe a little bit busier. I'm in quite a touristy area, and there are so many people marching around at the moment. Tons and tons and tons and tons of them. All the holiday cottages taken. Families being marched up hill and down dale. Actually, looking fairly happy at the moment. It's when they've got to do it on the really, really foggy days, or the wet days, or the freezing cold days, and then the expressions change. But so far, all going pretty well. And if you are taking time off from the rat race, well, I hope you're enjoying it. If not, this will sound very familiar. Chained to the desk, constantly checking emails, counting spreadsheets in your sleep. Freudian slip. Maybe if that's the case, your work-life balance isn't what it should be. A new photographic exhibition called The Price of Money in Barton in North Lincolnshire explores that very theme. James Pycos has been to meet photographer Nigel Toobye to find out what it's all about. Working
come in and they're greeted by these mannequins. What do they represent?
They represent a family, probably my family. The reason they're mannequins is because they're kind of superfluous in a way. The businessman has got his business and, you know, he's away all the time, or he's working all the time. The family are neglected, but it's important to have a family, you know, stable family life and so on and so forth. As it says in one of the photographs here, it's an accessory, isn't it? A dependable family is necessary. The children, the mannequins, the wife, a mannequin. Why? Because they're neglected. They may as well be inanimate mannequins.
Nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try.
As you can see, proud businessman with his mannequin sort of family. Not the way he feels about them, but that's the way they maybe feel about themselves in reality. This one's called Family Portrait 1, Arrival. And the text says, for any aspiring executive, and almost as important as the Breitling, golf clubs, sharp suit, the right automobiles, an impressive home, is the near ultimate accessory, a dependable family.
So this is a statement of that nothing is sacred and everything can be commoditized.
Absolutely, yes it is. The family are commoditized, although, as I say, that's probably not the intention of the business person.
Just listen while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song.
I didn't see it at the time. I was caring for the family in a material sense. They wanted for nothing, but they wanted for me. And I wasn't around a lot of the time.
Oh, this is a very powerful image, isn't it? And if you don't mind me describing it, it's someone chained to their phone. There's a handcuff on this gentleman's wrists. The phone is behind his back. He's almost ashamed of it and hiding it.
Yes, absolutely. But it's there, and it's a bit of a ball and chain.
So people this afterwards don't realise they're selling out, so to speak, until it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm quite a spiritual person anyway. Yes, it does. It saps something of the lifeblood from people, and it causes people to, you know, to do things in the name of greed and money that they wouldn't normally do. Able to look at these images, identify with it and say, gosh, that's me. Should I be doing that? I've done that. you know, the pang of conscience and looking at it and thinking, I shouldn't do that, and next time I'll think about it, and I won't, because I don't need to.
Nigel Toobye explaining to James Pycos about his Price of Money exhibition in Barton in Lincolnshire. It's quite a Damascene conversion he went through, wasn't it? My goodness me. What about you? Do you strike, or did you strike, a good balance when it came to work and everything else that exists outside of work? Tips on how to do it and get it right after Robbie.